It's night each and every show. As you know, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman in the wings. Jeff, Ukraine. I keep saying it's the buzz in the backyard. Frankly, a lot of people on America Tonight, I should say it's split, think that we shouldn't be anywhere near the Crimea anyway and not be involved in it. And others think, what are we doing with Putin and the sanctions, and how is that looking now? So here it is a week later. We've talked last week. And what does this look like from the Washington point of view?
Well, from Washington's point of view, I think that your listeners represent probably how Washington feels. There's a split feeling. The White House believes that what it's doing, its response so far, is working to, you know, hurt the Russian economy and dissuade Vladimir Putin from advancing any further into Ukraine. But these sanctions, a lot of people are questioning whether they have enough bite. For instance, a lot of people are saying, does Vladimir Putin's cronies who are being sanctioned, do they even have assets in the United States? And other people are saying, well, would they even want to travel here? So, you know, some people are saying that the sanctions don't go far enough. But what the president said, and what he said earlier this evening, Kate, is that the sanctions are just part of a process, that if Putin continues down this path, there'll be more sanctions and there will be more additional costs. One thing the president said that was kind of newsworthy today, he said that there will be no U.S. military involvement in Ukraine. So he sort of ruled that out. He said that's not an option that's on the table. So it looks like the president would prefer to solve this thing diplomatically. I mean, I think most people would. But again, Republicans and Democrats are split in terms of what the, you know, diplomatic response should be. A lot of Republicans, including Marco Rubio, who's got a new op-ed in the Washington Post, say that the U.S. should go further and maybe think about pulling out of the New START treaty, which is part of the president's foreign policy legacy.
Oh, yeah. And that op-ed piece, boy, everybody was talking about that today, that's for sure. So the president didn't have anything to say about that, I doubt it, right, reacting?
No, the president hasn't been able to comment on that. I'm sure he's, you know, sooner or later going to respond to Republican critics who are saying he's not going far enough. You know, Congress is off this week. When they come back next week, I expect Ukraine to dominate the legislative calendar. First and foremost, Congress is going to work on a financial assistance package to the new Ukrainian government that's valued at $1 billion. It's close to passing in both the House and Senate, but there are some issues. And so we'll see if it does. But again, I mean, you know, lawmakers on both sides agree that the U.S. needs to stand with Ukraine and needs to take concrete steps to, you know, to send Putin a message that his, you know, actions are not going to be tolerated. But it's just a little bit of disagreement in terms of how far the U.S. should go. But I can tell you again, military force is not going to be an option in this situation.
All right. The U.S., on the other hand, has really jumped in, I guess, with both feet. That's what you heard from the White House spokesperson. I call him the spokesperson, Jay Carney, the mouthpiece, if you will, because that's where all things come from, pretty much, unless the president jumps in. But Jay Carney confirms, is that right, that the FBI is definitely assisting with this plane investigation? I'm talking about the Malaysian plane.
Yeah, that's correct. The FBI is assisting. We don't know exactly what the FBI's role is, but it's believed that they're analyzing radar data from both the Malaysian government and the Thai government. A U.S. law enforcement official told Reuters that Malaysian officials had given the FBI access to data that was generated by both pilots, including data from a hard drive that was attached to the captain's flight simulator at home and electronic media used by the co-pilot. The pilot of the Malaysia Airlines flight that's missing is said to have deleted some files from the computer simulator. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Frustration with the lack of progress boiled over into chaotic scenes earlier today in Kuala Lumpur. You probably saw this and your listeners did too. CNN has been covering the story around the clock, and they showed a lot of video today of screaming, relatives of those who are missing being dragged away from journalists by Malaysian officials and police officers. Terrible, terrible scene, in Malaysia. But, of course, a lot of people are upset, extremely frustrated, and grieving over the fact there have been no answers to exactly what happened with this plane which went missing on March 8th.
Yeah, crazy. And we'll talk about that, obviously, more tonight, folks. The other thing is, and I mentioned this briefly in It's Your Business the other day, but Eric Holder jumps on this, the Attorney General, Toyota. I mean, just slammed Toyota for things that they did that misled the public, because he's talking about a record settlement that was well over $1 billion to kind of resolve that federal investigation into some of the safety flaws with Toyota. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is bad. This is all stemming from what happened back in 2009, where Toyota essentially admitted that there were issues with the, some of the floor mats in vehicles that were causing sudden acceleration. It all started when a family of four in California experienced a terrible mishap and ended up killing them, where the floor mat caused the car to accelerate. Anyway, as a result of that, the Justice Department announced today, Kate, that Toyota has settled for more than $1.2 billion to resolve the federal investigation into its disclosure of deadly safety flaws. Toyota will avoid criminal prosecution as part of the settlement. But Holder said that Toyota essentially concealed information and misled the public over the last couple years regarding, you know, these faulty formats.
Oof. All right, we'll see how that that all plays out as far as the public and, again, people that have been involved in. That was terrible, as you said, back in 2009. Brackets, everybody's talking about March Madness. The tournament swings open, and you're a sports fan, obviously. I am, too. How many brackets did you fill out?
I actually just did one. You know, my wife and I both won last year by doing just one bracket. We won a little office pool at her job. So we did it again this year. I picked Arizona to win the whole thing. I have Arizona, Wichita State, Michigan State, and I'm drawing a blank on my fourth pick. Not really sure why. yeah, it's embarrassing. But anyway, I had Arizona winning, so we'll see.
Arizona, I had Duke winning the whole thing. I mean, I know they were faltering beforehand, but they have one of the best players in the country that's not going to be in college hoops anymore. So I picked them on the off chance that they're going to get that momentum going all the way through. But, you know, it's, you know how this thing goes. There could be an errant team. We don't know what happens to Wichita State. It'll be a lot of fun to watch it, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good tournament. There's a lot of parity. And, by the way, the team that I couldn't remember was UCLA. So that's one of my dark horses to go to the Final Four. I have them beating Syracuse in the Elite Eight. My biggest upset pick, Kate, you just mentioned that you're picking Duke. I actually picked Duke to lose in the second round to either Iowa or Tennessee. Call me crazy. I just got a hunch about this. I like Duke. They've got a lot of individually talented players, but I worry about their interior defense. I worry about, on the offensive side, their interior strength of rebounding the ball. And I think that those are two big things that you need in terms of having success in the tournament. I like Virginia a lot, obviously, as a number one seed in the East, but I have them losing to Michigan State in the Sweet 16. Michigan State, I think, is healthy, and when they're healthy, they're on. And so I like Michigan State, UCLA, Arizona, and Wichita State. I'm not, you know, that's a tough bracket in the Midwest. I like Michigan a lot. They're the two seed. Wichita State, you know, they're undefeated for a reason. A lot of people say, well, they don't play in a power conference, and that's true, but it still takes a lot to be undefeated. They were a good team last year. They're a better team this year. I think they could make the Final Four. I don't see them getting by Arizona, though. I really like Arizona. They're close to being fully healthy. They're a great team. So I think it's going to be an Arizona-Michigan State championship game. I think Arizona squeaks by.
All right, we'll see. Tonight I'm going to give you my whole full breakdown on it, including why I love Villanova. Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much.
I think you love Villanova because you're from Philly.
We'll see. I like the coach. Wright's great. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Kate.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Man, only thinks about the. You got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brains, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain in me looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at me, 'cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at me. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
And it was the same since up in the seventh grade. All right, big news. Really breaking news is they're trying to get more details on this. Think of the time zones and changes and whatnot. But two objects, they say, possibly related to the search for this 777 Flight 370 have been found in the Indian Ocean. The Air Force is on the way to try to inspect them. The Australian Prime Minister made that announcement, so that's a very big deal, of course, because what have we been talking about nonstop, at least part of the conversation, because it is truly the buzz, not just here in the United States, but obviously in other parts of the world, the fascination with the plane disappearing and the horrible things people are thinking and the shock and all of the conspiracy theories and the probabilities of what could have happened, all hanging out there in the wind, just like this plane. So what are the two objects? They say now there's been some credible information that has also come up in relationship to what possibly could have happened. So they got the satellite imagery of some objects that they think might be pieces of a plane. They're not quite saying that, but that's what I've heard. That's taken the form of that. That's why it's hurry up and speed there and get there. So a couple of other planes are out doing the search. The Royal Air Force, the Australian Air Force, Orion is diverted to try to locate what that is. And maybe they're going to find some of that debris that just seems to have vanished. Might answer a couple of other questions. Maybe some of the questions people don't want answered. And then this flight simulator, rather, is the big thing. Remember, it was taken from the captain's house, Captain Shaw, the pilot of the plane. And now there's been some information they've been able to find out about it, because some of the information had been deleted. So it seemed sketchy, is all they're saying, is why was the information deleted? And what was it that he was trying to do on the flight simulator? So, digging further and scratching this a little bit, in Malaysia, the acting transportation secretary didn't say what was deleted, but simulation programs, you can Google this or use whatever search engine you use, it can store information from previous sessions for another playback. And so who deleted it? It doesn't have to necessarily even be the captain. And they're trying to explain what would have taken them off course on March 8th while they were en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. What would have possibly pushed them off in that direction? So at Quantico, they're poring over this. The forensic specialists in that lab there, probably the best one in the country, maybe in the world, actually, they're poring over the hard drive, as well as a copy of the hard drive from the computer of the co-pilot. They're doing all of this right now. And they say it's going to take time, but they're trying to get it done as fast as they can. Finding out the deleted files, trying to retrieve the information, all the things that you can do to see what kind of evidence, or if any evidence, of foul play they might come up with. The president says, our president says, the fight to find out what happened to Flight 370 is a top priority, and that we're going to keep working on it, that we have every resource available at the disposal of the search process. So in other words, we have the baddest equipment around and the brightest minds, so we'll take it on. We're taking this project on, because there wasn't that many Americans on board, if you remember, less than five. So 60 ships, 50 other aircraft, part of this search. Try to figure out what it is. Pieces of something in the Indian Ocean and evidence of something that doesn't add up on the flight simulator. So we definitely are involved in this, because, you know, it's our taxpayer dollars. That's what's being used partially to fund this operation. But, you know, in Malaysia, they have none of this equipment. They're not going to come up with the answer to these riddles. So the best lab that you can get them to is Quantico, because they'll be able to do every test known to man that you can possibly want run on the simulator and the backup stuff in the computer, and maybe arrive at some information they didn't know before by being able to do that, having the tools to be able to do that. So that sitting in Malaysia means nothing. And no offense to the Malaysian people, but they're going to be dragging their heels again and again and again and again and again and again. Because this, you know, this plane, it didn't vanish into thin air, right? It didn't get swallowed up into the big hull. There wasn't some vortex grab magnet that pulled it in. What was it that took this plane out of the sky? Where did it go? Where is the plane? Where is the plane? There is one expert who believes, which some of the philosophies of many of you have sent in to the show and have called in the air, believe that some people are being held for ransom. But boy, how do you keep all those people quiet? I mean, that whole thing about depriving them of oxygen and stuff. So we know this from the beginning. Pilot suicide and terrorism, hijacking, all that was being thrown up as the theory to why the plane has disappeared. But there is this other thing that's out there that might include the flight crew. So you hide a plane, right? Then you need a place to prove life. Then you go public with that and you blow the doors off of every. I mean, how big of a story would that be? the biggest, is what the answer is. If they went public and they are ransoming people, boy, that's like a Lifetime movie on steroids. They had the knowledge of how to disable certain things to make the plane seem like it's flying normal. We know that. So something doesn't add up, and all they can do is keep looking at the simulators, keep asking the conversations, full steam ahead, trying to get in deeper into the Indian Ocean to find out what that debris is to rule out any possibility there. But heavily, this is going to be on the shoulders of the United States. You just know that. Because of the investigating capabilities versus some of the others out there. And is this flight seriously being considered to be being held for ransom is a very, very good question. I think you can't rule anything out at this point. See what the pieces are. The pieces could signify the plane went down purposely or not or whatever happened, but that's still very real. It still is on the list. Hey, I got to tell you the menu because so many of you love this segment that we do, but Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done is coming up at the tail end of the hour, and boy, you have really fed into that, my friends. We got some interesting dumb things this time around, and I can relate to two of them. That's the sadder part. I guess I should have called it Dumb Things That Nathan or Kate Could Do When They're Away From America Tonight. So that's at our last segment, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's a good time to remind you, if you want to flip me an email about a dumb thing you did that you can't believe you did, locking your keys in the car, running out of your house to get the paper, turning around, the house is locked up and you don't have the keys, that kind of stuff, or maybe something even bigger than that, send it to americatonight.net. Click on contact is really where you would go after that. And then that's it. You are in the system. And we may read your dumb thing on the air. There's something about, I don't know, there's something about the comfortableness of other people screwing something up that makes you feel better. If everybody trips on the step, in other words, well, it's that stupid step, right? It's not my fault. Everybody's tripping up on it. So I think you're going to get a big chuckle out of that. You don't want to miss it. Coming up, though, we've got some odds and ends, filling in the blanks on more than the Malaysian airliner in just a second.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Tonight, we know what our big ticket items are, the shock, the revelations each and every day over what happened to this plane that vanished into thin air, a Houdini-style feat, perhaps, terrorism behind it. Maybe the plane just blew apart and we've thrown out all this conjecture for 11 days and nothing sinister happened to Malaysian Air. I mean, hey, we got to throw that out. It's not what I believe, but we'll see if these pieces in the Indian Ocean truly are part of the plane. That would explain something and would maybe give coordinates, a position, that kind of stuff. What about this flight simulator? So this is always going to be weaved into what we're doing because there is no doubt. Take a poll in your own neighborhood, and somebody will mention at some point the deal with the plane. I don't care if you're a PTA mom or you're playing bridge down the street or wherever. You're going to your favorite watering hole and you're listening to your fabulous local station. This is what people are talking about. It is just freaky to think of the 777. As I said, there's no better way to put it. It's just gone. It's like a David Blaine. Just gone. Somehow disappearing into where? Nowhere. That's what's so strange about it. I want to make sure that, because I've had a couple of emails about where can I find some of your shows that you've done, all your past shows, and where can I find a segment that I heard last week or 2 weeks ago, or I can't remember when it was. There's two different things that we do here. GCN, the network, is fabulous at it. Kudos to Ted and the crew for what they've done engineering-wise with the network, because if you go to GCNlive.com and you click on America Tonight, the archive is there for March for all the shows. You go all the way down. It's very easy. Click on it. Boom. And then you're there. So if you miss something, and I know a lot of people do that, that's how they, a lot of people will listen when they're not on the third shift or up late, will listen to America Tonight that way. Okay. The other way is, if you just want a little bit of a flavor of the show, if you go to americatonight.net and you click on features, a whole drop down menu comes up, just click on what you missed. And if you go there, I'll kind of cherry pick some of the segments, some of my favorite segments, and I'll put them on the list. So there's no particular order; it's chronologically ordered of when some of it happened. But for example, R.J. Bell was just on about the brackets. He's got a big personality; he's very, very funny. And there's some useful information if you have to fill out an office pool. You don't care about basketball, but you just want to fill it in. And also Connor Kanin. And Connor's the Irishman running around Chicago wreaking havoc, speaking all over. And he had some interesting tales to tell for St. Patrick's Day. And then Luke Vargas, who was just on, and Zach Badorf, who is in the Ukraine. That's a fascinating conversation because Zach Badorf will tell you all about what it was like to be there in Crimea when this whole vote was going on. And Luke Vargas was just there a month ago, so that's incredibly timely. And then there's a whole bunch of other things that are obviously archived there, but there are two spots where you can go and either get the shows or just get little tidbits of it or whatever. But I'm getting the question too much to not throw that out there for people listening who maybe don't have a way to do that. There is a way for you to get it. Let's put it that way. There's a way to do that. So odds and ends. Well, one of the bigger odds and ends, I think, on the day is the confusion at the Federal Reserve because of what's happening with the numbers. And when I say what's happening with the numbers, looking across, it's like if we had a spreadsheet out, looking at numbers that just don't really make sense. And therefore, it's about making it make sense because, let's put it this way, this is, you know, in looking at it, this is important to me and this is important to you. And why is that? Why is that important? Well, you need to stretch your mind a little bit and think about it. Think about why you care about interest rates and money, money, money. Because if you even have managed to scrimp and save a little bit and you put it into a CD or you put it into an IRA, you got to figure all this out. You're solo flying. I mean, we give you tons of information. There's probably ways for you to get tons of information. There is. But you've got to pick up the cues. And the cues are, to me, with Janet Yellen, the jury is out, out, out. Is she going to pull the trigger on the right thing, so to speak? Or are we going to have kind of the same thing we had before? And that's what really scares me. All these people worried about Social Security and everything else when it comes to their money. They should be worried about what happens with the pot of gold, with Yellen in there. I mean, did she have the skins on the wall? She does, but now she's talking about the Fed might raise the rates as soon as next spring. So the massive whole bond buying thing this fall would start raising interest around 6 months later, And it's looking like that's full steam ahead in what she's trying to do. Because the U.S. Federal Reserve will probably end the bond buying stuff, like I said, in the fall. And then that could raise interest rates another 6 months later. And I don't really think they want that to happen. But when you're in a rock and a hard place, what are you going to do? You got to make some kind of move. You got to make some kind of move. And so there's a few things that have happened here that led the FBI to swoop in the way they did and not just let it dangle, if that makes any sense. It's like the central bank had reductions to the massive bond buying stimulus. They announced they would cut monthly buys of the U.S. Treasury and mortgage-backed securities to $55 billion from $65 billion. So they're trying. 6.7% unemployment, well above 5.2% and 5-6% range that they see in keeping with employment. Whoever's hiring out to do whatever. So look for that interest rate to go up. But of the Fed's 16 policymakers who have a little bit of sway here, only one thinks it would be appropriate to raise rates this year. 13 expected a first rate hike next year, and two others see the first hike coming in 2016. It's all about forecasting. What is it? The more you know, the more you don't know, something like that. And there's mixed messages. There's big-time mixed messages here with some of the things that she took from her daughter. It's very strange. We're kind of mixing this in here a little bit. But the thing that you can derive from the Fed and the interest rates, the Fed's interest rates near zero since late 2008. It's pumped about $3 trillion. Yeah, there's no one buying their daughter that. This pumped in more than $3 trillion into the economy with the bond buys to help with the faster recovery. Boy, I find it just so hard to believe that the Fed is in any way on our side, because they level the assessments, they dink with the economy, and sometimes they tweak it in the wrong direction. And the unemployment figure is it's almost like a trick question. Remember the trick questions you used to get on tests, which I loved? But this is just like that. Assuming that what's going to happen to the rate. But I think holding it, you're going to see the floodgates probably kick open. And Janet Yellen is the person pulling the strings. Ben Bernanke bailed. And they're talking about these measured steps. What do measured steps look like? What is a measured step? Oh, we're going to be very careful about these bonds and what it can do to inflation. We're taking measured steps. Really? And they talked about they wouldn't raise short-term rates until the jobless rate fell at least 6.5%. It's funny, isn't it? It's why we do the number segment, how much a number can change your life in one direction or the other. Money to go forward on a project, or money where you have to hang back and slow play it. Or zero money, but somehow sitting on a house of cards where it looks that way anyway. So watch the Fed like a hawk. Watch it like a hawk. And that's what the Fed does. They were on track for the wind down that was laid out by Yellen's predecessor, Ben Bernanke. Now their plan is in a much different direction. So what happens to the work they already did in between? Stay with us. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Like Dale Earnhardt Jr., we have one hand on the wheel as we make that final turn for this hour of America Tonight. One of the cool things that we started doing in honor of our Nathan Reeder, who had a suspect accident. Now, he had a silly accident that actually was pretty serious, and we're very glad that Nathan is 100%. Because we've all been there. We've all done what I like to call dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Hi, Dad!
Yeah. Okay, we got a whole bunch of them, so you guys are really catching on to this. I'll say this. If you've done something dumb that you would like acknowledgement for, send it to me. Give me your little vignette of what happened, americatonight.net. Billy says, hello, Kate. You're going to like this one, and I don't know how many people can relate to this. So I had a strange week where my schedule was mixed up, and I had to wake up at 3 a.m. Very difficult to do since it's nothing like my normal schedule. So I had three different alarm clocks because I could not sleep through the alarm, and I was very afraid I would do that, and the alarms would just blast me out of bed. And I have a family, but they were in the other rooms. However, you know, you could pretty much hear the alarm clock, so I tried to hit them off as fast as I could. Well, once I got through that week, I forgot to take the alarm clock off of the way it was set. And believe it or not, I woke up the entire house on one sleepy weekend when we still needed a lot of sleep. I had some angry children and a spouse. But it's all good. I made pancakes. I wonder if he's making a reference to when anything's bad, make the happy stacks and you'll be okay. You know, I've done that actually, and I've had somebody do that to me. Well, I've had my husband do that. Oh, it's the worst. You're in a dead sleep and the cockamamie time goes off because you forget to check it. It was just one of those clocks where you have to take it off of it. I've probably done it maybe twice, and it's always at a weird time like that, like that 3 a.m. time. So there's a lesson in that. Check your clocks if you've had some strange times that you've had to get up. This from Joseph. Kate, I don't know. This is kind of bathroom humor, so I debated whether I should tell you this or not, but I think a lot of people could relate to it, and it's not dirty, so I'm going to tell you what happened. One night I was so knocked out of it. I was just so dog tired. Stumbled into the bathroom, and I forgot to lift the lid. When I woke up the next day, well, you can just imagine. That's not good. No. Not lifting the lid is not a good thing. That's like when you're teaching a child. So you don't want to revert back to being the child. Yeah, that doesn't work so well. All right, Jess says, I don't know why I actually did this, but I live in an apartment and it's 7 floors. So I went to get the elevator, but the elevator was acting funny and everybody knew it. It had been going on for a while and the building manager was aware of it. So I assumed it was okay. It seemed shaky when I got on, shaky in the sense that it wasn't moving fast. Then it started to go and I got caught in between floors. It was my own personal nightmare because there was no getting out of it. There's no way for me to get out of that unless I was Superman and crawled up and knocked off the top of the box and scaled up inside of the elevator shaft. I was by myself. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it took them almost 2 hours to get me. Ugh, I was hot, sweaty, and freaked out, sister, by the time they rescued me. Well, here's your first clue. You can't always prevent that, but if it's shaky and there's problems with it and you can tell when you're in the elevator, get off the elevator. That's one place I would not want to be, in that box and be stuck there waiting. Ugh. No way. This next one I love because this has to do with kids. You know, you're playing with your kids and you're not 100% focused on whatever it is you're doing. And Trevor says, I don't know, Kate, what I was thinking, although now I'm getting a good laugh out of it. I had my daughter Ashley, and she and I were playing Monopoly, and she thought Monopoly was like real money. So she took it out of my desk and put the Monopoly money in my wallet. We went out to go grocery shopping, tore up the whole store, got to the front, and alas, I had no credit cards, no driver's license, not much of anything other than Monopoly money in the wallet. I am not kidding you when I say that grocer was pretty shocked when I whipped open the wallet and that's what I had. So we left the carts of food. That was a dumb thing. Always check your pack before you walk out of the door. And I don't know if anything similar to that has ever happened to anybody listening to the show, but I feel you if it has. Well, the technology thing, I've said this all along, is that's what's so tricky. And in this case, you know, the money replacement was the daughter being clever, and you've got your wallet, you're not searching it or thinking there's something in there that's paper money and not the real thing. I would love to be there at the checkout and watch the face of the people around when the Monopoly money comes out. Now, if there was a credit card or a debit card, could have easily gone through anyway, but having things taken out of the wallet and thrown on the table at home, that would explain what happened here. And it's so obvious, and he knew that, but it was too late once he was at the store. I got a dumb one. He made me think of a dumb one that I did. I got a gift certificate for, I thought it was for Bed Bath and Beyond. It was one Christmas, and I thought that's the store. You know, they have all kinds of other things in there, so we went shopping. Same thing, had a basket full of stuff. Got to the front to check out, hand them the gift card. No, this is not Bed Bath and Beyond. It was something else. And they said the store's inside the mall down the street. Geez, do you want to go fight the mall crowd? So what a waste that was. I had no clue. I had no clue, I have to say. All right, a friendly reminder. It is the time you sign up for the bracket, the billion-dollar bracket challenge, if you want, yahoo.com. I mean, all over the place you can find that. And that way it makes it a little more exciting as you track the action. So who stays and who goes? I think Florida really tears it up. They have maybe the easier conference, although nothing's easy in college basketball. But the with the tournament starting on Thursday, if you've got brackets that you have to turn in to somebody, turn them in, for goodness sake. It's just a wild guess, but somebody is going to come up with a winner, and maybe it'll be you if you've been watching what's happening with the four seeds and beyond. Gators, Arizona, Spartans. Yeah. How far do they go? How far do some of those teams I just mentioned go? And how likely is it that the top seeds don't make it through? If you go by history, history would say that that is exactly the way it is. If you go by history. So, Florida, Arizona, looking good. I mentioned a couple of other teams that look good. But don't listen to me completely for your bracket, because you have to pick some upsets. And I think the upsets are the hardest thing to do. I think it's very hard to come up with the upsets in the first couple of rounds. And I have Duke. Most people don't have Duke going all the way through. I have Duke going all the way through. So go figure, right? Flip a coin. Just fill in the brackets. Get them in by Thursday morning. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.